Chark Chat Freestyle. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting episode for August 8th, 2016. Hello, and how are you? It's been a long time since I spoke to you, at least on this podcast anyway, if you're a long-time listener. Freestyle lives again, at least in the dog days of podcasting, it does. I am in Marquette, and I am failing miserably, not only at producing Dog Days of Podcasting for the Dog Days Challenge this year. Most of you who have listened to the other podcasts already know what it's about. It's a 30-day challenge starting August 4th. Challenge is to do a podcast a day. It doesn't have to be long, doesn't have to be polished. It just gets your creativity juices going, gets you out there, and who knows, maybe you'll stick with it. Like I said, I'm in Marquette, Michigan this week, over the last weekend, heading home on Wednesday the 10th, and spending lots of time with family. Saturday was the grand celebration of my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to them. It also happened to be my daughter's birthday. It also happened to be a lot of other things. So when I'm not spending time with family, I was working Thursday and Friday. Nice thing about working from home. Home can be anywhere. You can work online. Software in the cloud is a wonderful thing. Also work Monday and Tuesday. So evenings are either spent with family or with friends who either live here or happen to be visiting here. And that's what our plan will be for the next couple of nights. I am busy. And to be honest, Dog Days of Podcasting has fallen low on the priority list. I haven't even been able to listen to many of them. I think I heard three on the first day. So I will do my best to catch up. I'll go backwards on the airplane. I'm not going to go backwards on the airplane to Phoenix, but I will listen to the podcast in reverse chronological order as I travel back to Phoenix. The brain is a scatter today, and I am headed out to my parents, where I will visit with my brothers and sisters one last time before the remainder of them head back to their respective homes in Arkansas, and who knows where else we're going. My parents will be going to Iceland this week. That's going to be their big trip of the year. They usually do one or two a year. And this year it happens to be Iceland. So that'll be fun. It's kind of on my bucket list. It's a neat place, scientifically anyway, for my scientific mind. Think about the geology and the volcanology, the plate tectonics that's happening there, the snow, the ice, the fire. It's a pretty cool place, and I want to see it. Don't ask me how you can spell. I can't spell half the names of the places that are there, but I can say Reykjavik. So hopefully that'll get me somewhere. Other things that are consuming time right now, Parsecs and Dragon Con. Part of the Parsec committee again this year. I'm probably the least active person. Craig did a wonderful job fixing up the software or creating new software to take voting for the initial round, for the finalist judges, that we've had a few delays. We're a little bit behind schedule, but we'll pull it all together like we usually do in time for the presentation. Tomorrow is a full staff meeting, online anyway, to figure out what we're doing at the Parsec presentation, who's got responsibility for what, and we will make it happen there. We also found out yesterday that the Dragon Con Parade on Saturday morning will be aired on the CW, at least in Atlanta. I don't know if it's going to be aired anywhere else. But hey, we're making a big time. We've gone from YouTube to a local television station, or a local affiliate of a television station, and I look forward to that anyway. Apologies if you're listening to this on double speed. I'm trying to get as much as I can in this podcast, because I don't know when the next time I'm going to speak to you is. There have been some health issues. I got a couple surprises this summer. At least one big one, anyway. Last spring, I was due for my annual physical, and the doctor I had in Appleton wasn't exactly the most bedside manner, I'm not sure what you call it, empathetic person. not a lot of questions like, oh, how's the foot feeling since the last time we talked? None of that. It was pretty cold, and I was a little disappointed. I put up with it for about 20, 25 years, and then we moved to Phoenix. I thought, great, I get a new doctor. And it turns out the one that I got right after we moved was the same personality. I went, oh, man, I hope this isn't, like, contagious. But I was putting off going back for my annual physical, putting it off, which isn't a good thing after you reach 50. You should be a little more concerned or conscious about that. So I happened to be sitting at a table at our church picnic. I think this was in May or early June. And a gentleman and his wife sat down. We started making small talk, found out he was a GP, a general practitioner. I said, "Are you taking patients?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Great, I'm going to sign up." He said, "I will give you a top-to-bottom physical," because I'd already had the conversation with him and knew that he was a personable guy. I thought, hey, if I can talk to this guy at the table, then an office visit should be no problem. So I went in, and we went through the whole thing, you know, everything from the standard blood pressure and blood type and lab and all that good stuff to coordination and stand on one foot and touch your nose like a sobriety test. And then he got into some Q&A. And he said, "Well, do you have any concerns?" And I said, "Yes, I got ringing in the ears, but, you know, I'm getting old and tinnitus is, or tinnitus? I think it's tinnitus. I've heard it pronounced more that way than the other way. Not really much we can do about that." He said, "Any other concerns?" And I said, "Yes, I'm having some heart palpitations." So he put me on a monitor, wore that for 10 days, and we found a couple of interesting things happening, which isn't totally surprising. My brother had a similar situation about a year ago and got it taken care of. He's in, he's out, he's up, he's doing great. And it looks like I've got a similar kind of thing. And I go in for a procedure in September. Wish it didn't have to be that far away, but with all the previous plans already made, it would have been a little tough. Nothing hugely serious, but they are going to tinker with my ticker, as I think Doc, what's his name on The Simpsons said. So, you know, looking a little anxious about that. It has been consuming a few brain cycles of late. But I have faith that the doctor knows what she's doing. She's done it regularly. High success rate. Shouldn't be a problem. Also got an interesting email earlier this week about a book offer. And those of you who know me know that I've done a couple of books. One with T. Morris, Podcasting for Dummies, did the second edition of that, co-authored with Evo Terra. That was in late 2007. It came out in early 2008. And it's pretty much been sitting there doing its thing. No real work to rework that. I guess podcasting sales have slumped enough that it's not the big thing anymore. Also did Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes with Craig Stepp. So I've got a couple of technical books behind me. I'd like to do more of a biography or documentary style book. I've got my eye on that. I'm still holding out hopes that that comes through. Got a particular individual or group that I want to do that with, but that's still a Skunkworks idea. And, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's no big game changer for me. But earlier this week, I got an email from a gentleman. I'm trying to figure out what exactly the angle is on this. He came in through my personal website, and there's a contact me form. And it said, oh, someone what? So I picked it up on my phone, and I read it, and it said, hey, I'm interested in doing a book on ServiceNow. Are you interested? And I said, well, let's talk. So he sent me a blurb, the usual synopsis of what the book is about, what you can expect to learn. And frankly, I was a little disappointed in the way this thing was written, because I've had to write them before, too. And a lot of it was passive. You know, you will get this, and you will learn that. I thought, having been beaten up enough about passive sentences myself over the last few decades, I start to recognize it, and that's a little concerning, but I still hope to talk to this, find out, am I going to be the author? Has this already got a publisher? You know, having been through the process a couple of times helps to clarify the thoughts. If this is a legit thing, is expecting me to just contribute like a chapter on something. So I've got to find out more. It may be happening, it may not. I'll keep you informed on that. And I think I'm going to cut it here at about 10 minutes. And thank you for listening. I will keep you up to date as things progress. It's been a very busy summer. And I'll be getting back to Phoenix in a couple of days. Hope to talk to you then. Thanks. until then, you can find me, truckchat.com. You can find all the other Dog Days of Podcasting podcasts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And find more on the Facebook group there. I'm sure most of the people listening to this are already the Dog Days podcasters. But hey, thanks for listening anyway. Till next time, 101.